Welcome to Israel 18 News at 9 p.m. Here's your hourly briefing. The evening in Israel is warm and clear, with gentle breezes in Tel Aviv and a calm night expected in Jerusalem. Here are today's headlines. First, Walla reports that anti-tank missiles, RPG rockets, and launchers were found and destroyed by IDF forces in southern Lebanon earlier this hour. Also, Israel Hayom says a senior officer has defended Yair Golan against recent criticism from Sarah Netanyahu. This statement came just 20 minutes ago. Also this hour, Ynet reveals Prime Minister Netanyahu announced the capture of a senior Hamas security official. This was part of a recent operation in Gaza. Separately, JTA reports Spain's Prime Minister has accused Israel and Russia of spreading disinformation around the Ceuta border crisis. And finally, Times of Israel notes Yair Golan is considering legal action against Sara Netanyahu for spreading conspiracy theories. Here's what people are saying online. Aaron David Miller, a Middle East analyst, posted earlier that a recent Wall Street Journal story highlights the overconfidence of great powers. Gideon Sa'ar, Israel's justice minister, announced today that Dutch representatives will be expelled from the International Support Center for Gaza in Kiryat Gat. This follows the Dutch government's recent anti-Israel measures. Belaz News reports that Israel has ordered Dutch diplomats to leave within a week, following a new Dutch law banning trade in certain Israeli products. Now for more on those stories, starting with the situation in southern Lebanon. Combat teams from IDF brigades 769, 4 and 55 under the command of Division 91 are actively clearing the area of terrorist threats. This operation aims to ensure security along Israel's northern borders. The cleansing of this area is crucial for maintaining peace and safety for civilians nearby. Turning to the defense of Yair Golan, Brigadier General Rez, Guy Hazut has come forward to support the former Deputy Chief of Staff against criticism from the Prime Minister's wife. This defense underscores the ongoing tensions within Israeli political circles. The outcome could impact public perception of political figures. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Netanyahu has confirmed that the Shin Bet and IDF captured a senior Hamas figure, Muin al-Arabid. This operation took place in Gaza and has been a significant blow to Hamas' security apparatus. It highlights Israel's persistent efforts to dismantle terrorist networks. This development could aid in stabilizing the region. In a related development, Spain's Prime Minister Sanchez attributed misinformation about the Ceuta crisis to Israel and Russia. He claims this is a reaction to Spain's criticisms of actions in Gaza and Ukraine. Such accusations may strain diplomatic relations between these countries and Spain. And finally, the Times of Israel reports Yair Golan intends to sue Sarah Netanyahu for suggesting he had prior knowledge of the events of October 7th. His demand includes a donation to survivors of the Nova Festival. This legal action could set the precedent for handling misinformation in the media. Turning to business and markets. First, Walla Business reports a decline in job applications and new job openings in August. Despite fewer candidates, more people were hired, indicating a shift in the job market dynamics. Separately, Israel Hayom Business notes the recent interest rate cut has led mortgage advisors to suggest re-evaluating mortgage portfolios. This change offers potential savings for homeowners. And finally, CTEC highlights that HiBob's CEO, Ronnie Zehavi, dismissed an IPO in favor of focusing on reaching $1 billion in sales. This decision follows a major investment led by Salesforce. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 10:00 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.